Kyiv, Ukraine, AP, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Friday the United States won't support peace talks in the war in Ukraine until Kyiv holds the upper hand, possibly after a Ukrainian counteroffensive that appears to be taking shape. Blinken said heeding calls from Russia and others, including China, for a ceasefire and negotiations to end the war now would result in a Potemkin peace that wouldn't secure Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity or enhance European security. Potemkin Village was a tactic Russia's 18th-century government minister Grigory Potemkin used to build brightly painted village fronts to create an illusion of prosperity for Russia's empress. In a speech in Finland, which recently joined NATO and shares a long border with Russia, Blinken repeated the U.S. view that a ceasefire that simply freezes current lines in place and allows Russian President Vladimir Putin to consolidate control over the territory he has seized and rest, rearm, and re-attack, that is not a just and lasting peace. Allowing Moscow to keep the one-fifth of Ukrainian territory it's occupied would send the wrong message to Russia and to other would-be aggressors around the world, according to Blinken. Blinken's position is similar to that of Ukrainian officials, including his statement that Russia must pay for a share of Ukraine's reconstruction and be held accountable for the full-scale invasion of its neighbor in February 2022. Ukrainian officials have given confusing signals about whether a counteroffensive is coming or already underway. Some have suggested it will not be a barrage of simultaneous attacks across the entire front line, rather a series of more targeted, limited strikes, first to weaken Russia's supply lines and infrastructure, then broaden and intensify. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky weighed in again on Friday. "This is not a movie," he told reporters in Kyiv. "It is hard to say how you'll see the counteroffensive. The main point here is for Russia to see it. And not just see but feel it. Especially, we speak about the troops that have occupied our territories. The occupation of our territories, this is the result of our counteroffensive. When you see this, you'll understand that it has started." Zelensky has said his goal is to drive Russian troops out of the four territories it has partially occupied and illegally annexed last fall, as well as from the Crimean Peninsula the Kremlin illegally seized in 2014. Putin has said two of his goals in invading Ukraine were to improve Russia's security and prevent Ukraine from joining NATO, but the Kyiv government has applied to join the alliance, and Sweden is hoping to be accepted as a member in July. That would leave Russia surrounded by NATO countries in the Baltic Sea. Blinken described the Russian invasion of Ukraine as a catastrophic strategic failure for Moscow that had strengthened, not weakened, NATO, the European Union and Ukraine. "Russia has become more isolated," he said, "shackled to China as a junior partner in a relationship that Beijing has increasingly come to resent, and no longer able to use energy as a political tool in countries it once counted as its own or satellites. For its part, Russia wants any talks to address Ukraine's request to join NATO. Naturally, this issue will be one of the main irritants and potential problems for many, many years to come," Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Friday. Blinken said Washington was ready to support peace efforts by other countries, including those by China and Brazil, but that any peace agreement must uphold the principles of sovereignty, territorial integrity and independence. China, which says it is neutral and wants to serve as a mediator but has supported Moscow politically, on Friday urged countries to stop sending weapons to Ukraine. The United States is a leading Western ally and supplier of arms to Kyiv. In Kyiv, in Moscow's sixth air attack in 6 days, Ukrainian air defenses late Thursday and early Friday intercepted all 15 cruise missiles and 21 attack drones targeted at the capital, Ukraine's chief of staff, Valery Zaluzhny, said. The Ukrainian capital was simultaneously attacked from different directions by Iranian-made Shahed drones and cruise missiles from the Caspian Sea region, senior Kyiv official Serhiy Popko wrote on Telegram. A 68-year-old man and an 11-year-old child were wounded in the attack, in which falling debris damaged private houses, outbuildings and cars, according to Ukraine's Prosecutor General's office. Moscow's recent focus on aerial attacks in Kyiv could backfire, however, according to the Institute for the Study of War, a Washington-based think tank. The air campaign aims to degrade Ukrainian counteroffensive capabilities, but the Russian prioritization of Kyiv is likely further limiting the campaign's ability to meaningfully constrain potential Ukrainian counteroffensive actions, it said. Elsewhere, several explosions occurred in the Azov seaport of Berdyansk Friday in the Russian-occupied part of Ukraine's southern Zaporizhia region, one of the four provinces Russia illegally annexed. Russian-appointed officials blamed Ukrainian rocket attacks and said 9 people were wounded. Videos posted on social media appear to show a rising column of smoke in the port area. Ukrainian officials acknowledged their forces were responsible and claimed Russian ships were evacuating the port. The Moscow-appointed governor of Ukraine's occupied Donetsk province, Denis Pushilin, claimed Friday that Ukrainian strikes had killed 3 people and wounded 4, including a 3-year-old girl. Border regions of Russia once again came under fire from Ukraine in what could be a Ukrainian strategy to disperse Russian forces before a counteroffensive. Russian commanders now face an acute dilemma of whether to strengthen defenses in Russia's border regions or reinforce their lines in occupied Ukraine, the UK Ministry of Defence said. In the cross-border attacks Friday, 2 women died in Ukrainian shelling of Russia's Belgorod region, Governor Vyacheslav Gladkov said. Gladkov reported 2 people were wounded in attacks that hit cars in the village of Maslova Pristan, 20 kilometers, 12.5 miles, from the Ukrainian border. The Freedom of Russia Legion, one of the groups that has claimed responsibility for prior attacks on Belgorod, blamed the Russian military for the deaths. The group alleged that the Russian army had mistakenly believed one of the cars belonged to the paramilitary group. According to the Freedom of Russia Legion, the incident occurred near a different village than Gladkov cited, Novaya Tavolzhanka. Air defense systems shot down several Ukrainian drones in Russia's southern Kursk region, Governor Roman Starovoyt reported. In Russia's Bryansk region, Governor Alexander Bogomaz said Ukrainian forces shelled 2 villages, with no reported casualties. 2 drones also attacked energy facilities in Russia's western Smolensk region, which borders Belarus, officials said. Matthew Lee reported from Oslo, Norway. Carl Ritter contributed from Stockholm and Andrew Cattell from New York. Follow app's coverage of the war in Ukraine at https://apnews.com, Hub, Russia Ukraine Susie Blan and Matthew Lee, The Associated Press. JPG, caption. In this handout photo released by Russian Foreign Ministry Press Service, Li Wei, China's special envoy for Eurasian affairs, listens to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov during their meeting in Moscow, Russia, on May 26, 2023. China's Ukraine envoy appealed Friday, June 2, 2023, to other governments to stop sending weapons to the battlefield and hold peace talks, but gave no indication that his trip to the region made any progress toward a settlement. Li Hui's appeal came as Washington and its European allies are ramping up supplies of missiles, tanks and other weapons to Ukrainian forces that are trying to take back Russian-occupied territory. Russian Foreign Ministry Press Service via AP, File, 2.